AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Three more House Republicans have received requests to voluntarily appear before the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. They're Andy Biggs, Mo Brooks, and Ronnie Jackson, three members of the ultra-right House Freedom Caucus that have in recent years aligned themselves with former President Donald Trump. In Atlanta, selection is underway for a special grand jury to look into whether Donald Trump or others tried to illegally influence the 2020 election in Georgia. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Number 10.
Are you disarmed?
11.
Some 200 potential grand jurors are in Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney's courtroom. 23 will be chosen.
You'll be deciding, did something happen? And if so, in your opinion, was it unlawful such that you might recommend to the district attorney that she pursue criminal charges?
The county's top prosecutor says her team's looking into, among other things, a phone call where Trump pushed Georgia's top elections official to, quote, find the votes needed for him to win the state. The judge is urging potential jurors to keep an open mind, and if they've already decided a crime did or did not happen, to say they have a conflict. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Wind-whipped wildfires are forcing more people in New Mexico to evacuate. It's burning near the community of Las Vegas in northeastern New Mexico and is the biggest in the country. Deanna DeHaven is not sure about getting out.
Here's the thing about evacuation. Where do you go? This is a very family-oriented community.
Crews in New Mexico say winds are changing constantly. An arrest warrant has been issued for a jail official who disappeared with an inmate in Alabama. The inmate, Casey White, was scheduled for a trial next month on a capital murder charge. This is AP News. Grocery bills are going up. What can you do?
The personal finance website NerdWallet's been asking experts. A few of their suggestions: don't eat out too often. Plan your meals ahead so you can fight the temptation to order takeout at the last minute. Instead of buying pizza for delivery, you can buy a frozen pizza for a quarter of the cost. Spend more time cooking and substitute cheaper ingredients. Beans, for instance, are generally inexpensive, says an expert, who says you can serve them on their own or add them to salads or soups. And keep a few budget-friendly meals in the house. One expert suggests homemade pizza, frozen fish with fries, and a pasta dish. And tossing food is a budget killer, they say. I'm Rita Foley.
Food delivery drivers protesting wage cuts and grueling working conditions went on an extremely rare strike in Dubai, a mass walkout that paralyzed one of the United Arab Emirates' main delivery apps. Ed Donahue, AP News.